Well, good morning. Can I welcome you to this fourth session of the open floor hearing concerning the application for development consent for an underground gas storage facility at Preesall Saltfield, Lancashire. I'm Paul Hudson. I'm lead member of the panel of three inspectors appointed to conduct the examination into this application. On my left is Emrys Parry. On my right, Libby Gorth. With three inspectors from the Planning Inspectorate, and collectively we form the Examining Authority. We've been considering this application now for nearly 6 months, and the six-month examination period is drawing to a conclusion. It will do so, in fact, a week today. This is largely a written process, and during the course of the last 6 months we've received a substantial volume of material, principally from the applicant, but also all those making representations to us. We've held several hearings on particular topics, and we've visited the site on numerous occasions. When the examination concludes at the end of next week, we will then have, as the panel, 3 months in which to consider our recommendations, to write a report and to submit our recommendations to the Secretary of State, whose decision it will be in a further 3 months whether to confirm or not the order for development consent. So the outcome of this whole process is therefore likely to be in the end of April next year. Now, the purpose of this hearing this morning is to give those people who've registered as interested parties the opportunity to put any points they wish directly to us, really building on what material they've already submitted to us in writing. So the primary focus is really on the interested parties, those people who have a particular role in the process. We're happy to hear from other people if they wish to speak, but only when we've dealt with all the registered interested parties. Now, I stress that this is not a public inquiry, so this particular hearing is not a sort of a debate or a Q&A session or presentation, and it is formally part and parcel of the examination process. And you'll gather from the way the room is laid out that we'll invite each person who wants to make an oral contribution to us to address us from the table in front of us. And we expect people to build upon points which have already been made to us in writing, not simply to sort of repeat the presentations that we already have and with which we are now very familiar. And if the point has already been made, well, you don't really need to repeat it, but just add to the point. There are representatives of the applicant here, and they're here to sort of observe and hear any points that are made, and we will give them the opportunity, if they want to make any comments at the end of the open floor hearing, which is at the end of the final session this evening. So those are sort of introductory remarks. Now, I've not been advised of any interested parties who wish to speak this morning. So can I confirm that is the case? Okay. Is there anyone else who wishes to make an oral contribution to us? Okay. In that case, we'll conclude this particular session of the open floor hearing. And we have two others arranged for later today, one at 2:30 and one at 7:30. Okay, thank you very much.